From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. There were fresh reports of clashes Tuesday in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. It's the first major city the Taliban has captured since being ousted from power in 2001. Security forces surrounding the city began attempts to wrest control from the insurgents, whose offensive drew alarm and condemnation from Afghan and UN officials. A statement from Afghanistan's defense ministry said troops had retaken the police headquarters and the city prison, while NATO said the U.S. military carried out an airstrike in the area. NATO spokesman Colonel Brian Tribus said the strike was done to eliminate a threat to coalition and Afghan forces around Kunduz. During a one-on-one meeting Monday on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin shared their views on Syria. A senior White House official said the exchange between Obama and Putin was focused and businesslike and produced clarity on Moscow's recent buildup in Syria. The two presidents agreed that the military should communicate in order to avoid military conflicts between them in the region. The new cybersecurity agreement signed by U.S. President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping last week marks a significant first step for both governments to join forces in clamping down on commercial espionage in cyberspace, according to analysts. However, many remain skeptical if concrete actions will follow. President Obama spoke to a joint news conference Friday and said that both countries had affirmed the principle that governments don't engage in cyber espionage for commercial gains against companies. This is VOA News.